VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a fifth term in power Wednesday as his main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. The results indicated that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party stood even with the centrist Blue and White party led by Gantz, a former military chief. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history. Those official results on Wednesday. The final count, released by the Election Commission, shows Nasheed's Maldivian Democratic Party won 65 of the 87 seats in parliament in elections held Saturday, a more than two-thirds majority. His party will be able to govern without the need to form a coalition and which is an unprecedented election outcome for the Indian Ocean archipelago nation. President Trump is set to sign executive orders Wednesday seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders would direct the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing for liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he's investigating how an investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 Trump presidential campaign began. He told a House committee on Wednesday that he wants to make sure proper procedures were followed. President Trump concluded that the initial probe was an attempt at a coup and that investigators committed treason to try to keep him from winning. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president wants the Justice Department to look at how the probe began.
Because this was an illegal witch hunt.
Which he says involved dirty cops and bad people.
What they did was treason.
Even as he blasted the probe to reporters, the president also professed not to care about Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report, which he says totally exonerated him.
No collusion, no obstruction. I won.
Though the attorney general says Mueller did not rule either way on whether the president committed obstruction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Zealand's parliament has approved a ban on automatic and semi-automatic weapons, a dramatic step following last month's mosque shooting attacks that took 50 lives in Christchurch. The vote, 119-1. During the bill's final reading in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke with emotion.
Mr. Speaker, we are ultimately here because 50 people died and they do not have a voice. We in this House are their voice. And today, Mr. Speaker, we have used that voice wisely.
The bill is expected to become law on Friday. Fighting for control of Libya's capital escalated Wednesday as the United Nations Security Council prepared to meet to discuss the crisis in the North African country. Eastern forces led by General Khalifa Haftar clashed with UN and United Nations and government-backed troops on the outskirts of Tripoli, forcing thousands of residents to flee. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on the United Nations Wednesday to stand up for democracy and recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as that country's legitimate leader. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended President Trump's decision to halt American aid to three Central American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. federal agents have smashed a worldwide medical care scheme that defrauded U.S. taxpayers of more than $1 billion. The Justice Department said Tuesday that 24 people have been charged, including doctors, telemarketers, and the heads of companies that provide back, wrist, and knee braces. The scheme stretched from the U.S. to call centers in the Philippines and across Latin America. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.